Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yeah. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. There's some folks online right now that are trying to figure out why so much censorship is going on, because they're doing everything in their power to block the narrative, those that are standing against their narrative. And we just happen to be one of those that are not going to shut our mouth, period. Okay? Also consider last week, I believe, or the week before, we played a piece by RFK Jr., who showed you that Google is part owner of Big Pharma. So this all makes sense, and this is why the American people need to rise up against these fascists and lawfully deal with them, because justice guards our liberties, period. Okay? Actually, let me put an exclamation there. Anyways, for that being said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, period. Again, friends, moving forward, we're going to have Eric Mortensen, a state rep here that was a guest speaker at the event that we just did on Saturday. By the way, it was sold out. It was a packed house. We had Stu Peters, Keith Haskell. We had Eric Mortensen and others. The Black Robe Regiment were there. And I was the keynote speaker, and I was honored to be a part of it. With that said, Eric got up, started sharing some information that the American people need to know, not just the people in the state of Minnesota. And the way it came out, I said to myself, Eric needs to be on the radio on Monday with me. Called him up, and he's going to jump on with us in about 5 minutes here, okay? 5 minutes here. We're going to have Eric Mortensen. He's going to tell us what's happening behind closed doors in detail. Is it shocking? Not really, but for those that have had their heads stuck in the sand for a long time, it may be. If you're on social media platforms right now, if you go to Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, you'll find social media platforms. We are playing some looped video right now off the West Coast, and this is all of our supplies that are still there. And it's interesting, friends, because it's not just on the West Coast that our supplies are being clogged up on. If you look on social media platforms on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you're going to see the truckers are overworked and overwhelmed as well. Often confronting log jams. Now, I got one question for everybody watching right now and or listening, because I'm showing the video as well as I'm giving you the narration. Why are those ships still off the coast? Why are those trucks being clogged up on the highways? What's this all about? It's about fatiguing you into compliance. We were just told today, friends, that the administration is going to have its way within the next couple weeks here. And isn't it interesting? Because the question is, have you had enough yet, Americans? Have you had enough? This is happening in this country because the American people refuse to deal with corruption in their government. And for those that are, I high-five you every step of the way. We're a part of that crowd, okay? But isn't it interesting how slow the wheels of justice work for we the people when demanding law enforcement against criminals? Isn't it interesting how it takes 1 to 2 to 3 years? In some cases, even longer than that. But isn't it interesting as well on the other side and in contrast how the wings of injustice are pushed through in warp speed in just a matter of weeks, say they. Isn't it interesting how that works? Whatever works for the bad guy, somehow or another, they can get it pushed through right away. And we just heard during the break, friends, of how they're rejoicing in this administration to add more debt onto our children. In other words, what they're doing is enslaving them illegally. Anybody know anything about national debt? When our forefathers incurred national debt to secure what it is that we have today, the possession called America that God has bestowed upon us, right? Isn't it interesting how somehow or another, they paid off that debt before they left office. But what the American people settle for, because again, they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, they believe that somehow or another, these administrations can go ahead and pass these unconstitutional, unlawful bills to incur more debt on the American people and their children. How does that work, friends? It doesn't work. This is how you enslave a people, and that's exactly what's happening in America today. And again, friends, as I've said 1,500 times, friends, we need to deal with the issues at hand. And so what we're going to do, friends, is I am teeing this up the best that I can right now concerning what is happening. Oh, I did want to say this, too. Did you hear that over in Australia, folks, in Australia, did you hear that? There's a mandatory lockdown for those that have not been vaccinated. Do you see how this all works? Do you see how this history is repeating itself, friends? You don't go along with the New World Order. This is what they do to you. And how did they do this, friends? Well, they told you that there was a virus. That was the pill in the jam. But they didn't tell you anything about vaccine passports. They didn't tell you about tearing down the old house as they try to build a new one. And by the way, how's that working over in New Zealand? How's that working over in France right now? Well, here, let me show you if you're on social media platforms so you can get a pretty good idea as to how the people are responding. This is the kind of stuff, again, they mean to censor so you cannot see that the people on a global basis are uprising in defiance towards tyranny, again, on a global basis. Check this out. This is in France. These cops are playing a dangerous game as well. They're not enforcing law. They have now become agents of the state. The people are putting the police into the position of playing the defense rather than the offense. Why? Because the people in those countries are not putting up with it. That's why. And don't sit there and look at me and don't say to me, look at those people in France, they're resisting lawful authority. No, they are not. They're resisting unlawful order. And it's interesting how they got a better grasp of our forefathers and our foundations than most of the people in this country. It's taken the American people 2 years to wake up to what's going on here. Let me show you as to what's going on over in New Zealand. See how that's working for those tyrants. Well, let me tell you this first and foremost, friends, it is not. The people in New Zealand are rising up in a big way towards tyranny because they understand what's behind all of this. They see what the pill is in the jam, right? They've had enough. They've had enough. Americans, this stops when we put a stop to it. We're going to bring our friend over, guest representative from the state of Minnesota, which applies to all of us, Eric Mortensen, in just one moment. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Really quick, there is Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley Dean's schedule is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be in South Dakota in 2 weeks here with Sheriff Mack. We'll be doing an event with him on December 1st. And then we've got about three more invitations, both in North Dakota and in South Dakota during that time. So if you're on that trail somewhere in between during that week, give us a call if you'd like to book us. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. As you know, January is going to be pretty much booked out. We got about 11 invitations to come back there to that of Michigan. And it looks like we may be aiming for California again in the springtime here. I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully Colorado's going to be in the mix. And rewinding just a little bit, we also got a Wisconsin date in January on the way out to that of Michigan. So, again, if you'd like to book us, now's the time to give us a call if you're on either one of those tours over the next couple months. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, with that said, friends, this last Saturday, we went and celebrated liberty. Hey, folks, if you want your God-given rights, then you're going to have to fight for them, right, and exercise them. 1 Timothy 6:12, right, fighting the good fight of faith. Well, on Saturday, this last Saturday, which would have been November 13th, We had an event. I was the keynote speaker along with Stu Peters. And we had Kevin Furman there. We had T.C. Pearson there. We had Keith Haskell, who, by the way, is a kick in the pants in a good way. And then we also had our friend Eric Mortensen there, a state representative. Now, I want to tee this up really quick. And I'm just going to pull Eric up online with us really quick so he can hear everything that I have to say about him. And it's interesting because when Eric got up there, I don't think anybody really expected to hear the things that Eric had stated and shared with the listening audience, which, again, was a packed house. And I was really happy to see and hear what I seen and what I heard. Eric gets up on stage like he was anybody else. He wasn't playing the politician. He wasn't promising the world while he could deliver nothing. We seen a little tiny bit of that while we were there. Not much, but just a little bit. And then Eric went on to share some information with the people in the room that, again, I don't think anybody really expected to hear. And so what I did is I called Eric on the way back home. And I'd asked Eric Mortensen, I said, Eric, I would like for you to get on the radio and tell people this as to what's going on behind closed doors, because most people have their heads stuck in the sand and they're not paying attention to the details. Everybody suspected what Eric said, but Eric told us. And so, again, what I want to do is welcome Eric Mortensen. Eric, thank you for joining us on such short notice, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I totally appreciate you, man. I mean, for a better way of saying it, I had a lot of fun sitting in the back and paying attention to what all the speakers had to say. Between you and Keith, I don't know who was better, really. I say that with my hand on the back of your shoulder in a complimentary form with both of you guys, because I thought both of you guys did an outstanding job. And so with that said, Eric, when you were up there, you just got up there, you said, I don't have a script. You had a baseball cap on. You were one of the people. And that was important, too, though. It really was, because you didn't go up in, up into that position or into that opportunity that was given unto you to elevate yourself above the people. No, what you did is you told them and you acted in such a fashion as to lower yourself to be with the people, and people aren't used to seeing that, Eric. So I high-five you for that as well. But some of the things that you began to share with us, I think, kind of took some of the people back. Can you kind of just go back to Saturday and rehearse some of the things that you had told us in the time that you had, which I think was 10 minutes, and just go ahead and share with 154 cities, because, again, it's applicable to all of us, Eric. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, first of all, I don't have to lower myself to be with the people. I'm already with the people. That's
what
my focus is, empowering the people across Minnesota and giving them the information and the knowledge that they need to hold their elected officials accountable. That's what we need to see a lot more of. So what I talked about, and the way it was teased up when Keith introduced me, was that I ran on pulling back the curtain and showing people what's really going on in the Capitol. And I, told the people Saturday night, I'm going to continue to do that, including that night, and then I'll jump into it right here. I always wonder, and I think a lot of people wonder, what happens to these supposed strong conservative Republicans that we see at campaign time, and we do our part, and we pull a lever for them, and we help them get elected, and then they go to office, wherever it might be, some state capital or federal government, and suddenly they don't do anything they campaigned on, and instead they come back to us and they give us a list of excuses a mile long why they can't do anything. And that has always driven me nuts. It's one of the reasons I ran for office, and it's one of the reasons I've been solely focused on actually doing the things I campaigned on. And so I wanted to offer insight into that on Saturday night, and we'll do it here with your audience here. So there's a number of lessons that I've learned. And the first one that I'll talk about is what I kind of jotted down is, how do good people become bad legislators? Because I think a lot of people, when they meet their legislators, they walk away thinking, yeah, he's a good guy, he's a good gal, I like that person. But they can oftentimes, and I would say the vast majority of the time, be good people, but be cowardly and bad legislators.
Yep.
And so here's what I've noticed. When I first got elected, 3 days afterwards, I stormed a caucus meeting I wasn't even invited to. The establishment Republicans in Minnesota didn't even invite me to their caucus meeting, but I caught wind of it, so I just showed up. And the looks on their faces were priceless. And one of these senior members came up to me and he said, and this is what happens. I mean, this is literally what happened to me. So I think this is important because people aren't going to hear this probably anywhere else, especially from legislators. But they put your arm around you, whether literally or figuratively, and they say, hey, welcome. Good to have you here. So good to have you here. And of course, in my case, it was, my response was, well, why wasn't I invited to this meeting?
Exactly.
And then make it sound like, well, as long as you just do what we tell you to do, you can stick around here. And one senior legislator sat down with me that day, that Friday morning, and he said to me, hey, you know what? Good to have you here. But, you know, the best advice he said he could give me was do nothing. Yep. Do nothing here your first 2 years. Now, I'm in a two-year term. So he's essentially saying do nothing your entire first term you're here. And I won by 300 votes. So there's no guarantee that I'll even get reelected. So that was the advice he gave me, and you asked me not to swear on the radio, so I can't tell you or your audience how I responded to him. But needless to say, I said I didn't bust my butt for 3 years to come here and do nothing.
Amen.
But that's what they say to you when you get down there. And what I've witnessed is, again, how do good people become bad legislators? They get addicted to this sort of prestige. You know, suddenly people start calling you honorable. I've never been called honorable before I got elected. So they sort of get elevated on a pedestal, kind of like the way you introduced me, like, you know, lowering yourself. Boy, I don't need to do that. But that is the mindset of a lot of legislators, that they are now suddenly above the people.
That's right.
And they get hooked on that feeling, and they do not want to lose it. It literally defines their very being, and it becomes who they are. They love being called representative or senator.
Yep. Yep.
And it really gets disgusting.
Yeah.
So when they're there and you're walking in big, opulent marble buildings and feeling so self-righteous, they don't want to lose that. And they will go to great lengths to avoid losing it by saying and doing whatever they have to do, which ultimately, and kind of gets into one of these other lessons, is they tell you legislating is a team sport.
Yeah.
And what that's really code for when you hear politicians say it, especially party bosses, is that's their way of saying, when they say we need team players, what they're really saying and what people should hear is they want legislators they can control. That's what they want. And they can control legislators by telling them, hey, we'd love to have you here. We want to keep you here. In order to stay here, you really have to do what we say. And then, of course, they want to stay because of how they're treated so differently. So what leadership will do if you don't do what they say is exactly what they did to me, because leadership came to me for months, from about March through May.
Eric,
repeatedly.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did want to get this question in there. How did you respond when you first got in there? I mean, did it surprise you the way that they were treated? I got a big seasoned smile on my face because I'm picturing your look when they started to basically confront you in such a diplomatic fashion. Did it surprise you or did you expect it?
I was a little surprised that they were so diplomatic because, I mean, the establishment Republicans in Minnesota, they spent $30,000 against me, the HRCC.
Eric, I got a hard break, but I want to pull you right back up, and I'm going to let you just go ahead and do what you're doing right now. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Closing arguments are underway in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Prosecutor Thomas Binger trying to sum up to the jury exactly what the case centers on.
This is a case in which a 17-year-old teenager killed two unarmed men and severely wounded a third person with an AR-15 that did not belong to him.
Once complete, jurors will begin deliberating. Rittenhouse says he drove to Kenosha to protect businesses from looters during last year's protests over a police shooting. He's accused of killing two looters and injuring another man in what he calls self-defense. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, believes President Biden should tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help lower gas prices heading into the holiday season. So far, the Biden administration has done nothing to ease prices at the pump. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is hosting a virtual summit with representatives of more than 570 indigenous tribes to discuss issues they face. One of the issues negatively impacting Native Americans is COVID-19, but the president points out the tribal leaders' efforts to protect their people.
Tribal nations stepped up. Today, the Native Americans have gone from being the population most harmed by COVID to one of the populations most vaccinated against COVID.
The FBI is saying their email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov. The FBI said in a statement, the email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have our friend Eric Mortensen online with us right now. But before we get back to Eric, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, go to SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe. We're rebuilding because we've been unlawfully pulled down by that of YouTube. We're under heavy censorship for what? Exposing the narrative for what it is. And again, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. I'm going to hold Eric over for one more segment. And again, friends, just for those that are joining us even now, on Saturday we did an event. And during this event, Eric was one of the speakers. And to be quite honest with you, friends, it was very sincere. It was very honest. And it came across as, you know, just about as real could be. And considering that he's a state representative, I'm sure it took a lot of people back. But that's what's so awesome about what we're seeing with Eric Mortensen is the fact that he's just coming in with a childlike faith. And this is what we need more of, and or veterans, concerning those people that should be representing this people and this limited government. But Eric was, for a better way of saying it, a kick in the pants, and I wanted to get him on the radio, and I wanted him to tell you what he was telling us concerning what is, in fact, happening behind closed doors in government. So welcome back, Eric. And I wanted to ask you this before I let you go again. Will you share with the people what you did the very first day that you were in office concerning Eric Mortensen on the floor, and what was it that you brought to the floor?
Yeah, the very first day I forced a vote to end the peacetime emergency in Minnesota, probably 5 minutes after being sworn into office, which was about 2 weeks after somebody said, don't do anything your first 2 years, you know, one of these senior legislators, somebody in party leadership. So I took a very different approach than the advice that was given by party boss.
And how did that go over? I'm curious.
Of course, the speaker ruled me out of order. We challenged the speaker and asked for a roll call vote. And so we got a roll call vote on it, but it was against the speaker's ruling.
So when they got overruled. So they began to ostracize you just instantaneously the first day?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Was there more to go along with that? Because I know that you had started off the last segment with the fact that you weren't invited, but yet when you showed up, everybody looked at you like a cow looking at a new gate or a deer looking in headlights, and then they all welcomed you with warm smiles, but with obviously knives in their hearts, because that's really not what was going on. Can you explain that one more time, Eric, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So 3 days after getting elected, and I got an email from another rep that said, all Republicans get elected on Tuesday are invited to this meeting on Friday morning, but I was never sent that invitation. So I just crashed their meeting on Friday morning and surprised a lot of people, and I was welcomed with a lot of two-faced, good to have you here, but you could tell that was not the reality because I never got an invitation to it.
Is that any of that simmered down? Have you made friends with some of those people that began to ostracize you concerning the offset of your incumbency, or is it still pretty much black and white as to your relationships with them?
It is very black and white. I have sort of consciously chosen to not focus on making friends in the Capitol. My focus is building relationships. Amen. And coalitions with grassroots Minnesotans and then empowering them.
Amen. And that's exactly what you're there for. And I wish more people understood this. I am so happy to see what I'm seeing with you, Eric, as far as the strides that you're making, the information that you're bringing to the people. And again, if you're just jumping on live with us right now, we are broadcasting into 154 cities on GCN, as well as 53 countries now that I think about it. But we're talking to Representative Eric Mortensen, and what Eric is doing right now, friends, is pulling the curtain back for us to understand as to what is happening behind closed doors. Now, you were making a point during the last segment, then we had a hard break. You can go ahead and pick up from there if you'd like to, Eric.
Yeah, sure. The point is, if you do not listen as a legislator to the orders, because that's what they are orders from party bosses, there are consequences. There are very serious consequences. And the party bosses have their legislative members convinced that if you don't do what they tell you, you might not get reelected. And let's just be honest, this is what everybody's gut tells them. What the politicians care about in St. Paul, and I'm sure capitals across the country, all they care about is getting reelected, period. That is their chief concern. So if you don't do what party bosses tell you to do, they will threaten you with kicking you out of caucus. That's what they did to me. They asked me for 2 months to stop being so transparent because I was ruining their relationships with their fellow politician friends in the Capitol.
Yep.
So my caucus leader kicked me out of caucus after asking me half a dozen times to stop doing what I was doing by just pulling back the curtain, doing things like this, literally right now.
Did you at any time, Eric, ask them why it is that you guys are playing these games? Did you ask them why it is that you care more about being reelected than actually serving the people?
So what became very obvious is the traditional thought from these people in the Capitol, these other legislators, they are convinced that the path to getting something done, if the path to policy wins, is just being friends and going golfing and going gambling, go to Vegas, go drinking with their politician colleagues versus empowering grassroots and telling them here's what happens and here's what we need to do and trying to put political pressure on politicians. Because at the end of the day, what I'm convinced of is I don't need to be friends with a single other legislator because they're politicians. They have to do what their constituents demand of them if I hope to get reelected. So I'm trying to align with those constituents and make sure they have the information they need to force the hands of their political officials.
Amen. And so that's how it's done, because I was going to go back and ask you, was there lawful retribution or recompense concerning how you're treated for doing the right thing inside of the Capitol? Concerning those that are reprimanding you, is there recourse for you when they do that?
I don't know. Quite honestly, I don't really care. I mean, it doesn't change anything. Literally getting kicked out of that caucus has changed nothing for me. I never really felt they had my back to begin with. My whole goal is lead by example and demonstrate to the people that there's so much more that other legislators could be doing to fight for them and to frankly humiliate them by showing this giant gap between what they're doing and what I'm willing to do and make them fill that void. That's fundamentally what I'm trying to do.
Amen. Another question that needs to be begged here, and I believe that you had brought it up during the event that we did on Saturday together, articles of impeachment towards Tim Walz. You were the one that was responsible for doing that. How did that go?
Yeah, I introduced articles of impeachment on February 8th, and two other Republicans out of 64 in the House have co-sponsored it. And in fact, the state representative of the district we were in on Saturday, State Representative Peggy Bennett, she was in the room, and she's one of the Republicans that refuses to co-author impeaching Governor Walz.
And why is that? I mean, obviously, I'm just going to play the fool for a moment, okay, Eric? Why is that?
Yeah.
Let's just, one of the listeners right now saying, well, why is that? Can you just go ahead and answer that by educating them?
Yes. So I want to give two answers. One is the answer they will tell you, because I've seen many of them respond to their constituents. What they will tell people is, well, if we impeach Governor Walz, Peggy Flanagan is worse. To which I respond, well, that's the case. If she could be worse than Walz, we'll impeach her too. But that's what they claim to say. What the reality is, this is the real truth, but they'll never admit it. They refuse to back impeaching Governor Walz because it's an initiative that I'm leading. And since I'm leading it, they don't want to touch it because they know if they touch it, it validates what I've been doing, and they do not want to validate anything I've been doing. So they are putting their personal feelings about me above the policy, and that should disgust people.
Well, it does, because that's exactly the life I live inside of the church. I go in and tell them what the scripture says, like you're going into the Capitol and telling them what the law says and the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, and they act like you're the enemy for telling the truth, when in fact they should all be doing the same thing, yet they're the ones lying to their constituents, and that's why I'm so happy about you joining us right now, Eric. One of the other things that was brought up, I think Keith Haskell actually asked you the question, Eric, how many times have you actually had a conversation with that of the governor of the state of Minnesota, Mr. Tim Walz?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Zero. I have yet to even see Governor Tim Walz on the entire Capitol grounds. I've never seen him in my life. He is a ghost to me. As far as I know, he doesn't exist other than his photo ops on Facebook.
Okay, so in all sincerity, okay, let's just call it for what it is. Why is he not accessible to the representatives?
That's a great question. I mean, I've gone to his office half a dozen times. I knock on the door. Nobody even answers the door. You call the number on his door. Nobody answers the phone. I mean, the guy is non-existent.
Okay, so then who would you suspect that he's working for? Because we can see that what he's doing is unconstitutional every step of the way. Is that true, or do I stand in contrast to the facts?
No, I don't think he's standing in contrast to the facts. I don't know, you know, who the guy's working for. I just know he is not available. I've never met him. I've never seen him. And clearly he has his agenda, and it's aligned with the Biden administration.
Exactly. So I wasn't, by the way, Eric, I wasn't trying to lead you, but it's obvious that what he's doing is against. No, I know, but I just want to make clear that I'm not trying to do that. But I am just trying to go to the obvious right now. And the obvious is he's not upholding the law. He's violating the law every step of the way. I've got you for about two more minutes, and I want to go ahead and let you have the last 2 minutes as to what would you say to the listeners as to how you could educate them concerning what it is that they need to do, especially if they get a representative such as yourself into office.
Yeah, so what we need the people to do, because as I've laid out, the politicians, they're going to make political decisions and what they think will help them get reelected. Now, they feel accountable to their leadership because they know leadership carries a big stick. But the good news is that's the recipe. And then we just need the people to deploy. And by recipe, I mean holding our political leaders accountable and saying, if you don't do my bidding, what I want you to do, then I'm going to make sure you're not reelected and you're not in office next time. So the people can do the exact same things that party bosses do, but it takes work. It takes phone calls, emails. It takes a lot of work to pour that pressure in and getting organized. So we need more people willing to run for office. If listeners are out there, I mean, please reach out to me. You can look me up online.
Totally appreciate it, Erica. Totally appreciate it.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just kind of screening right now and scanning over the audience at the event that we did. We got a little of Stu Peters up, and then I was the keynote speaker, and as well was Stu. And he got up and said what he needed to say to the people. And when he was done, then I had my opportunity, and Eric Mortensen and Keith Haskell and others. And again, folks, it was a packed house. In other words, the good news is people are awake again. I'm just sorry this is how it has to happen. But the fact of the matter is my ministry flourishes like craziness when people get in trouble. And it's like people that, while they serve the Lord, when everything's going bad, and then when everything's okay, guess what they do? They wickedly depart from the Lord, and then they're fair-weathered friends. And that's what I get to see all across the country, and I get to see it all day long. And I'm just here to tell you that the Lord will have none of it. He'll have none of it. I wanted to show you this, too. This is my opportunity right when I got done speaking as well. And we got done doing our thing. And this standing ovation is literally at every event we do. And it's not about Bradley Dean. It's about the Holy Ghost, friends. He gets all the praise. And, you know, what's crazy about some of this, too, is I only had an hour and a half. Hour and 15 minutes, forgive me. And an hour and 15 minutes for me to preach in that time slot is just like almost, well, second to impossible. It really is. But you know what? Another miracle happened that day. I actually got the job done within that amount of time. But it was just an awesome event. And we've noticed that the events that we've been doing more and more across the country since treasonous and disgraceful Joe's been in office unlawfully, committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, instead of hanging from a rope right now, what's happening, friends? Well, he's actually allowed to go ahead with the free hand to continuously destroy the American people, the U.S. Constitution, and the United States of America as we know it. And I'm not going to have any of it, just for the record. I'm not going to have any of it. And my message was, as folks, we need to mean what we say lawfully. We need a reformation here. But you got to understand, I'm not talking to a third world country anymore. You are in the middle of a war. You are under attack in a major way by your said representatives across the country. Not one of the 50 governors in the United States of America has stood up to these mandates, and the list goes on. And I don't care what you've heard. I've got the fruit to show you the facts. As a matter of fact, even at this event on Saturday, some of the people were talking about good governors, and Kristi Noem popped up, and it's like, oh my goodness, you need to talk to the people in South Dakota, like Jordan Mason, like who we had on a week and a half ago, who's on the inside of government in Rapid City, South Dakota, to tell you firsthand as to who Kristi Noem is. She's a globalist, just like Ron DeSantis is, just like Greg Abbott is, just like these other individuals that are trying to play the people's defenders, which in fact they are not. They're going along with it. And it's just a sad day in America when people can't make distinction as to what's right and wrong anymore. Ezekiel 44:23. And it's a sad day when Americans can't even tell you what's right or wrong according to the law, because the fact of the matter is like it tells us in 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is in him. The truth of the matter is, friends, most people don't even know what his law says. And they don't even know that the law is there to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25:1. So with that said, friends, it was a great event. Eric Mortensen, folks, he came in for a better way of saying it. My wife said this, and this is not a demeaning, this is not said in any demeaning fashion. In any sense of the word, it's more of a compliment, because it was refreshing to see. He came in just like a child. And it's interesting that Jesus said in Matthew 18:2-4 that you must become as a little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is exactly how he was speaking forth, just innocently and sincerely and truthfully every step of the way. And that's what people need as representatives. You know, one of the other things that I was sharing with the people, too, is we have a representative government. I also showed the people on Saturday we do not have leaders in this country. We have representatives. I also shared with the people in this country that they work for us. We do not work for them. And I took that over to Thomas Jefferson when he had said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's where we're at today. And I said, this is backwards. You've got to get on top of this. They work for you. You do not work for them. And then Thomas Jefferson said in the positive, when the government fears the people, filial or diabolical, it's up to them, then you have liberty, you have freedom. And we need to put that back into perspective here, friends. And again, that's why we wanted to bring on Eric Mortensen. People have asked me, so what was it like with some of the other speakers? Some of them were really cool. Some of them came in playing the rock star, and they walked out playing the rock star. I will have nothing to do with that, folks. I've seen that with how many people across the country, these national speakers. They've been on Fox News once or twice, or CNN, or both of them. And because they get a little attention, they begin to take onto themselves that they're bigger than what they really are. And the Bible's clear that it says, take heed, you know, that you stand lest you fall, and don't think yourself above that which you are. And we're to think ourselves as nothing, that we might become wise. And other people don't understand that. And it really, what it shows me across the line, friends, with these speakers, because to be quite honest, I garner way more attention than many of these people do. I've been on Fox News. I've been on New York Times. I can scan the camera for you right now. Just all of these on the wall, from MSNBC to CNN to Weekly Standard to local news to being attacked by this outlet or that outlet. And by the way, that is my badge of honor. Hey, folks, these people don't have any truth in them, and when you speak out against them, they show you who they are. Well, they try to demonize me. Well, the fact of the matter is if what they said about me was true, I'd have been long gone a long time ago. And it is a band, it really is a band of honor here in so many different ways, a badge of honor. But with that said, friends, there's so many people that are on the national level because they get a little attention from the cameras. They think they're bigger than what they really are. And I want to tell you something. They're little men. That's exactly what they are. They're little men. They go up and they speak to the people about how it's about servitude towards the people, and then they come in as a rock star, and then they walk out as a rock star. And, folks, God is not a respecter of persons, and neither am I. I could care less. If Elvis would have walked in the door when I was a little kid, or, I don't care. I'm not starstruck by people. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we have to give honor to Christ. And if we can keep our eyes fixed on him, that's all that's going to matter here. But again, it really is bothersome when I see these speakers come in and go out. And so there's my two cents. And I hope I said it advertently without trying to put somebody's light out and making mine brighter than theirs, because that's not my objective at all. I'm just being asked, so what was it like with this guy or this guy or this guy? The majority of them were a kick in the pants. The majority of them were great. They really were. But a couple of them, I just think that, I can see what it's really about, and it's not about really servitude towards the people by the way they walked in and that they walked out. I think I made my point. I wanted to highlight some other things here, friends. We can see the people in this country are beginning to stand up in a major way. We see the guy from the WFC, I believe it is. Yep, WFC, who just recently said Dana White. I believe he's the CEO of that organization, and he said by medical freedom, he said he will not mandate vaccine for fighters. And no, folks, that's not America. This is un-American, okay? And I just want to remind everybody that watches this show every day, these people need to be lawfully dealt with, or else this totalitarianism is going to continue on. And as for me and my household, I am quite sick and tired of what I see out there. And by the way, if I can say this, and I don't mean to be so sporadic, but it's just coming to my aid right now. One of the things that I shared with the people on Saturday as well is, why do you sit around waiting for the spin doctors, the useful idiots in the mainstream media, who are doing nothing more than reading off a teleprompter concerning the six corporations worldwide under the headship of the corrupt and evil and wicked CIA? Why are you waiting for them to set the next narrative? Why? I got some video here really quick. I'll probably play it on the way out. But this is the one that is setting the narrative, who is making a 22% profit off the ignorance of the people that are going along with it. And he finally admitted and said, well, I'll let him say it. This is Bill Gates.
The deaths, it's been completely horrific. And I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. We didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccines.
So we need to do a new way of doing the vaccines. Okay, that's what he said. Why is this guy allowed to set the narrative, Americans? He's not a doctor. He's not an elected representative. And yet you can see the mainstream media parrot everything that this devil says. Read John 8:44, Isaiah 14 when you get a moment as well. Folks, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what you see with the likes of these people and the likes of an Anthony Fauci, a Joe Biden, and the list goes on concerning what is happening in this country today. Folks, truth be told, you are under attack. It's time to seek the Lord. Acts 20, verse 21. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.